chair.
And this piece of furniture behind me would be called a...
Well, that piece would be called a sofa because of its architecture. Other pieces are called a divan.
Now, what's the difference between those two?
A sofa is a more sophisticated piece of furniture. A divan is a more common name for a plain piece of furniture that seats more than one person. That's my interpretation of it, but don't say it's correct.
Okay, would there be any other terms used in this area for that long piece of furniture that seats several people? Now, earlier, for instance, I believe you used the word settee when you were talking about the old house.
Yes. A settee is something that I usually think of as porch furniture or in the wicker type.
Mm-hmm. Rather than the upholstered. Mm-hmm. Would you expect to hear, or would you have earlier expected to hear the term davenport around here for that piece of furniture?
Yes. There is, people years ago would have said davenport.
So it would be an older term.
Mm-hmm.
Within the area. Now, in the bedroom, what is that piece of furniture that has drawers in it to keep clothes in?
You mean chest of drawers?
And all these things we're talking about are different pieces of...
furniture.
Now, you got up a moment ago to close these, but if you had to close them by pulling something down, you'd have been...
drawing the drapes.
And sometimes you use things on rollers instead. What do you call those? Things that pull up and down.
Oh, you mean shades? Mm-hmm.
Now, in your bedroom, what's the little room built in there that you hang your clothes up in?
The closet, the clothes closet.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever in earlier days have little things like that that weren't built in? They were movable pieces of furniture.
Oh, you mean the, what are those things called? It's a clothes rack, but that's not the terminology.
Would you call it a wardrobe?
Oh, I'm thinking of something that's a clothes tree. That's what I'm thinking of. You're thinking of wardrobe.
Mm-hmm. Now that's what you would call that thing I'm trying to describe.
Well, if it was an enclosed thing, it would be a wardrobe.
It's sort of like a little portable closet.
Mm-hmm. I thought you meant a hall tree is what I'm trying to think of.
Okay, I've got both of them there then.
Okay.
Okay, now describing the rooms in the house, sometimes there's a little room just under the roof.
A dorma.
And then the whole thing at the top of the house is the...
attic.
Yeah, did you have a little room ever just off the kitchen where you could store food or...
a pantry.
And what would you call it if you had a room in which you just put a lot of old things that were probably worthless but you didn't want to throw away?
The junk room.
And speaking about the daily housework, traditionally you'd say a woman does what every morning? She has to...
fix breakfast, is that what you...
Yeah, but then after that, every day she goes around and what does she do?
Cleans.
Mm-hmm. And what does she use to clean with traditionally? What instruments or items?
Now or then?
Then.
A broom. Mm-hmm. A mop. A dust... no, she didn't have a dustpan. She used a dust rag.
Mm-hmm.
She cleaned her windows with Bon Ami. Mm-hmm. You know what that is?
I see it in stores. I haven't used it.
That was an old way to do them.
Okay, traditionally on Monday, women did what chores?
Washing.
And if they did that on Tuesday, on Monday, what did they do on Tuesday?
Ironing.
And how did your mother do that before you had electricity? What did she use?
She had